Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Monday, May 8th, 2023. Stand up for your country. We've got Carrie Lake coming at you, at us, from London in a little while. That should be interesting. And the lead story tonight, there is panic. And I mean that word literally, panic, in the Biden camp. And that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. This could be the worst poll ever for President Biden, and it was conducted by two agencies that sympathize with the Democratic Party. The Washington Post ABC News poll, taken of 1,006 adults, they had to have that six in there, Democrat 26, Republican 25, Independent 41, that's the methodology, that's a fair poll. Question number one, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job? Net approve 36%, disapprove 56, and other 8. Okay, so that's a disaster. 20 points underwater. Second question, who do you think did a better job handling the economy? Trump, 54, Biden, 36, same as his net approval, neither 7. Next question. Would you like the Democratic Party to nominate Biden to run for a second term? Nominate Biden, 36, same number. Nominate someone other than Biden, 58, no opinion, 6. Next question. Do you think Biden is honest and trustworthy? Yes, 41. No, 54. Next one, last one. Do you think Biden has the mental sharpness it takes to serve effectively as president? Yes, 32, that's down from the 36, so he's lost 4 on the mental acuity, and no, 63%. So that's a disaster, as I said. His credibility is shot, and it's not going to come back. It's not like he's going to make a comeback because he's going downhill. I mean, you can see it with your own eyes if you care to look. This week has got a lot of key things for Biden. We'll get to all of it in the upcoming minutes that we have with you. But there's not going to be any comeback. So, maybe the press can manipulate his numbers up a little. But believe me when I tell you, that was a shocking poll for the Biden people. Now, one caveat, one caution. Polls in May don't mean very much. They're a reflection of daily feelings. In August, when the primary debates begin, they're only going to be, the Republicans are the only ones going to have any debates, then the polls will matter more. So keep that in mind. So Biden thought he had a press conference scheduled for Friday, but he didn't. He had an interview. So he told the press, well, I got a press conference. No. In an interview with a woman named Stephanie Ruhle on MSNBC, you can't get friendlier territory if you're a Democrat than there. And here was the only highlight we could come up with. Go.
Sir, there is something personal that's affecting you. Your son, while there's no ties to you, could be charged by your Department of Justice. How will that impact your presidency?
First of all, my son's done nothing wrong. I trust him. I have faith in him. And it impacts my presidency by making me feel proud of him.
All right, two things now. Ms. Ruhle says, your son, while there's no ties to you. Yeah, you look, Stephanie, you don't know that. It's under investigation. Okay, so, I mean, all right, we know you're biased. We know you work for NBC News, who's completely, completely in the tank. But really, you don't have any self-awareness at all? Just ask the question. And the rest of the interview was like that. She'd ask a question. He'd say what he wanted to say. She'd never follow up. So I'm not even going to bore you with it. Now, there was a Trump part of the Washington Post ABC News poll. There are three questions about Trump. Number one, do you think Trump is honest and trustworthy? Yes, 33. No, 63. He's down 30 on that question. Might want to work on that. Second question, do you think Trump has the mental sharpness it takes to serve effectively as president? Yes, 54. No, 43. And finally, if the candidates for president 24 are Trump and Biden, who would you lean toward? Trump 44, Biden 38. Now, George Stephanopoulos almost had a heart attack when he had to report that because it was an ABC poll. I mean, I'm not going to embarrass Stephanopoulos. You know him. He's a Clinton apparatchik. He's now probably the most powerful news person on ABC, so I don't know what to tell you. But anyway, he had a report on it. It was like this. So Trump, he's got an image problem. He doesn't have a policy problem. It's all about the way he presents himself. And I don't know whether the former president understands that he could work on that if he chooses to. Now, he's going to have a town hall, Donald Trump is, on CNN, as we reported last week, on Wednesday. But there's a complication now. So he's got a civil case against him in New York City by a woman named E. Jean Carroll, who accuses him of sexual stuff. All right, I'm not getting into this because I have my doubts about this whole thing. A lot of her legal bills are being paid for by a far-left zealot, okay? Whenever you see that, and she doesn't even know what year this alleged thing took place, I got to tell you, just as a human being, if I'm on a jury, I'm kind of going like this. But let it play out. Closing arguments with today, I think the jury will come back tomorrow with either acquittal or he did it, and then monetary, if he did it, he's going to have to pay. That dovetails into the Wednesday town hall. Very interesting. So I'm on it. I'm watching every bit of it. The town hall, as we mentioned, is in New Hampshire, St. Anselm College, 8 to 9:15. And again, we are all over this.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Let's go to Carrie Lake. So she has been mentioned as a possible VP for Donald Trump. She's 53 years old, obviously a Republican, ran for the governorship of Arizona, lost by 17,000 votes, an amazingly close race out there. She has sued the election commission over those results. There is one, the Supreme Court, Arizona Supreme Court heard it, and there's one outstanding event, signature verification. So that is in court and has not been resolved as of yet. Okay, so Maricopa County, that's Phoenix, they have allegedly violated signature verification. Supreme Court is going to assess that. So that'll take a little time, I guess. Anyway, Carrie Lake joins us now from London, England, where she was telling me before the interview, her sister lives over there. So you were lucky enough to see King Charles had that big thing on his head. You know, I thought he was going to get a concussion wearing that big thing.
That big thing, I love it. The crown, yes. Well, we've been in Europe. I was doing some of the speaking at the CPAC event in Hungary, which is a beautiful, amazing country. Budapest is one of the most beautiful, safe cities I've ever had the pleasure of touring through. And then we decided to swing through London. We've done some media over here and to see a little bit of history unfolding. Like you, Bill, I love history. And I'm so glad that we broke free from the tyrants, you know, back in 1776. It's wonderful to see history in a moment like that. And it was great to be with all of the ever so polite and charming folks from England, the British people, on this historic occasion.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you had a good time over there. I lived in England for a year. I respect their traditions. But if it were me, I would have thrown Charles's crown into Boston Harbor. I mean, I'm not big on being a subject to anybody, as you probably know. Have you?
Well, between me and you, between just me and you, I agree with you on that.
Yeah,
and
that's, I mean, most Americans, we're happy we're not subjects, we're citizens. Right. Have you discussed the vice presidency with Donald Trump? I know you were down in Mar-a-Lago a few weeks ago.
No, you know, I talk to President Trump quite frequently, and as you know, I'm a big supporter of his. And we haven't talked about that. I think one time the word vice president ever came up, and he was actually giving me kudos for an answer I'd given many, many months ago during the campaign when the press was starting to hound me about, are you going to leave if you're elected governor and become vice president? And I said something like, well, I'm flattered that you would ask that, because just a few months ago, you were acting like I wasn't even worthy of running for governor. And now all of a sudden, you're worried I'm going to, you know, win and leave to become vice president. And I said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be your worst nightmare for 8 years. I'm going to be the press worst nightmare for 8 years as governor. And so he chuckled at that and thought it was a funny answer. Frankly, I don't think he needs a vice president. If there's ever one president who's been strong enough to lead without one, Donald Trump.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, I know that situation pretty well, as I'm sure you understand. Pence helped him. I mean, that fell apart at the end over the crazy election stuff. But Pence helped Trump, and they were in frequent contact. Pence wasn't Kamala Harris, who they just want to get out of the way. Pence was smart. So anyway, it'll be interesting to see. I think Trump would like to put a woman on the second.
About Kamala Harris, though. She might be hated more than Joe Biden. So maybe that's a good key for him to have.
That's a bad word, though. Nobody should hate.
People go, wait a minute, that feels worse.
Nobody should hate Kamala Harris. She's incompetent, in over her head. Those are all true. Now, you're an interesting study to me, because you anchored the news on a Fox affiliate in Phoenix for 20 years. Everybody in the state knew you. And for people to say, well, why would you want to run, or you shouldn't run? I mean, you know more about the state than probably anybody else, having that kind of experience on your sheet. When you were involved in the campaign against Hobbs, two women running, the Arizona Republic and some of the other media were against you. Do I have that right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got the Trump treatment. I got the Trump treatment in the media from the start. I'm an outsider.
Why though? Arizona isn't California. It's not New York where I am. Arizona is kind of a in the middle state with a very big conservative base. So why were they after you?
Well, they don't want outsiders, Bill. I mean, let's face it. There's the Uniparty and there's America First. And sad to say, I hate to say it, there's a lot of Republicans in the Uniparty. And the people behind our corrupt elections were these rhino Republicans. And President Trump is having to go to battle with some of them as well. They don't want outsiders. They want to protect the political apparatus as it stands. They're the political elite. They're worried about padding their own pockets, lining their pockets, and they really don't care at all about the American people. And that's why President Trump was such a breath of fresh air. He came in and immediately started fighting for the American people. And that's why they're doing everything they can to try to stop him.
Okay.
He is an existential threat to
but
the-
let's talk about you. I mean, Trump, it's plenty of airtime. Let's talk about you. I was surprised you lost because of the border. I mean, Arizona is a much smaller state than Texas, which is a much lower budget, and the impact of millions of migrants coming into this country has influenced every single person in your state. Yet Hobbs, who won by, you know, a minuscule margin, I don't know why she was even in the game, because she was soft on border enforcement. Are there that many Arizonans who are okay with this chaos on the border?
Absolutely not. They're horrified. My number one policy issue was I have had the strongest and have the strongest border policy the country's ever seen. It was leaning very heavily on the United States Constitution, Article 1, Section 10, which allows the states to protect the border and protect their citizens when there's an invasion, and we have an invasion on our border. I know you're saying I lost, and that's fine. You can say that. This is why we're fighting it in the courts. They sabotaged Election Day. They intentionally printed the wrong ballots on Election Day, and they had 61% of our polling locations that were non-functioning on Election Day because they knew the Republicans were showing up to vote. And that's why we're fighting it. When you have corrupt elections, we have deadly consequences, and the deadly consequences
All I'm doing is asking questions on the record, because the record is she's sitting there in Phoenix as the governor. And you may, if you prevail on the, you know, voter verification, then all hell breaks loose in Arizona. But we'll wait and see. But I don't even think it should have been close. I think you should have won that election. I don't understand the demographics of Arizona, because if it were me, I would have voted for you only because of the immigration. I don't care about anything else, because that had been so dramatic and adversely affected Arizona so much. But there were millions of people who voted for your opponent, and I can't understand their mindset at all.
Well, this is why we have to get to the bottom of how corrupt our elections are. They were corrupt in 2020 and 22, and I'm fighting it. I will not back down. We know what happened in Arizona. We know we actually won by a landslide. It wasn't a slim margin, but we'll continue to fight that in the courts.
All right, that would be the biggest scandal in American history if that is borne out. But that's a big if.
We have this on our hands, and in 3 days' time, when Title 42 is stripped away, we are going to see an invasion, and it's going to shock America. It's going to shock
people. And the Biden White House is going to take it again because of their incompetence, and that's all it is.
Incompetence, Bill. They're partners with the cartels, okay? They're not doing anything on the border to secure the people.
They're not doing anything, but they're not in bed with the cartels. Joe Biden doesn't care, number one, and isn't at this point in his life able to problem solve on any level. So
he told everybody, come on over. The borders are wide open.
He absolutely encouraged it, and the cartel picked that up. and the drugs are coming in and the people are coming in and it's a disaster. And just for that reason alone, Biden shouldn't even run again. But we live in a country that's changing dramatically. Last question for you. If you don't prevail in your lawsuit against Arizona in the vote, and you don't get the nod or the call from Donald Trump, and I wouldn't put it past him to contact you about the VP. What are you going to do?
Well, you know, I'm not somebody who's waiting to be VP. I mean, I love President Trump because I love his policies. I love what he did. I love that he's a fighter. We need more fighters in the Republican Party. And frankly, in politics, we need people who will step forward and fight for the people. And so I'm doing whatever I can to help him. I absolutely feel that he's
right,
the
so
best.
So you'll campaign for him and you'll be involved in the Trump 24.
I may, if we do not get the results people of Arizona deserve in this election case, I may consider running for Senate. That's no secret. I've talked about that before.
Okay.
It's in the back of my mind. We have a Senate seat that's going to be a three-way race between Kyrsten Sinema, who is a Joe Biden puppet, and also between Ruben Gallego, who is a Marxist socialist and maybe even hinging on communist. And we need somebody who's going to fight for the people of Arizona. So that's something I'm
right.
Seriously.
We'll take a look. And when do you have to declare for that if you're going to do it?
Early next year, I think by April or something like that.
By
so 24. There's really
so you got time. All right, Ms. Lake, we really appreciate you coming on, and you're welcome anytime. You know, so just
you're awesome,
you got something you want to say, or when the final Supreme Court ruling comes down in Arizona. And it's the Supreme Court of Arizona, by the way, that's considering this case. We're happy to have you back.
We're going to take this all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court
okay,
as well.
Good.
And I'd that's, love to come on when we do that. And we just have
absolutely.
A book that just came out.
That'll be fascinating.
And
listen,
so
I would do the same thing. If I believe that I didn't get a fair shake, I would do exactly the same thing. And we appreciate it. Safe trip home from London. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Joe Biden scheduled today, 1:45. He delivers remarks on protecting consumers who are getting hosed by the airlines. I'm going to deal with that tonight on News Nation. 7:15 is my hit time. I, of course, started all this, I think, last April, a year ago, when my JetBlue flight was delayed 5 hours, and you know the story. But anyway, we'll carry on. And then at he had a nighttime event tonight. It's some kind of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, Pacific Islander Heritage Month. Everybody's got a month, right? Okay. So I'm going to be amused to see what he says. I know what he's going to say about the airlines. Biden's going to get up there with Buttigieg. He's going to be there. He's going to go, we're going to make the airlines pay you cash if they delay you. But then there's going to be a caveat if it's the airline's fault. But it's never the airline's fault, ever. And I'll explain that. So, you know, it's the usual game playing. On Wednesday, House Oversight Chairman James Comer and Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa holding a dual press conference in the morning where they will report evidence including bank records showing the Biden family's dealing with foreign nationals, allegedly in return for influence. Wow. Okay, so I'm dialed into that. That's Wednesday. Wednesday, a busy day. We got that in the morning at the Trump town hall in New Hampshire. Tomorrow, you might have the Trump civil case verdict. So stay here. The No Spin News, this is where you'll get the truth. Clarence Thomas, Supreme Court Justice, under fire for a bunch of stuff. Primarily, I'm not going to run down all the stuff, but primarily he took vacations, tuition payments, real estate advantages from friends. Okay, and his wife got money from friends too. So do they want to destroy, they being the press and the left, Clarence Thomas? Absolutely. But that doesn't mean he's not guilty. And I think John Roberts, the Chief Justice, should put in motion some kind of, I wouldn't call it an investigation, but a review of what is asserted and then how it stacks up against Supreme Court rules. Is that fair? Roberts should do that. In St. Louis, one of the most violent places in the country, the George Soros-funded attorney, DA, district attorney, Kimberly Gardner, is out. You remember that the Missouri Attorney General, Andrew Bailey, said, I'm firing her, I'm kicking her out. And she said, no, I'm not leaving. And now she's leaving. Okay? So why is she leaving? Because in Missouri, 12,000 criminal cases were dismissed by Gardner's office. 12,000. And 9,000 of the 12 were about to go to trial, but she screwed up. Gardner, and according to the attorney general. So she's out. Now, Soros funded her twice. And St. Louis, per capita, is the highest murder rate in the country. If you go to St. Louis, you don't watch your butt. Good, she's out. That was ridiculous. And I hope that's the second one. Remember San Francisco, Bodine, he's out, she's out, and there'll be more to follow. Have to be. It's crazy. Two more mass killings, both in Texas. The first one was at a mall north of Dallas. All right, 8 people dead, 7 in the hospital. Mauricio Garcia, 33 years old, was dismissed from the military for mental problems, became a security guard with access to guns. He went in and wiped out 8 people. Okay. Then on the border, 34-year-old George Alvarez, they won't tell us, the authorities down there will not tell us what his immigration status is, but he has a long arrest sheet, okay? He drives his car into a crowd, kills 8, and hurts 10. Jesus. So I'm going to have more this is mass killings every other week now. This is the worst thing in the world for the United States because people think that we're just savages here overseas. So I'm gonna write a message of the day. It'll be posted in the morning. I'll take that up and I will advise states on what they should do about this because this it's crazy. All right, Smart Life. This is according to the U.S. Census. Remember, the census takes all kinds of information. I cooperated, and I hope you did. I mean, a government needs to know what the deuce is going on with the people. So, 42% of baby boomers, that's 55 and up, okay, don't have any money for retirement. They cut it off, I guess, at 64, 55 to 64. So 42% of those people, baby boomers, we don't have any money. So what happens to them? Well, the workers have to pay for them in their old age, the entitlements. Now, if you are a baby boomer, if you're over 55 years old in this country, okay, and you don't have any money, it's your fault. Your fault. Even if you have a low-paying job, you don't have to have a low-paying job. You could go back to school. You can get degrees on the internet, go to community colleges. You can go to trade places, become an electrician or a plumber or a mechanic. You don't have to work at McDonald's, okay? So I don't understand this. Maybe you can explain it to me. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town, please, if you wish to opine, but explain it to me. How somebody could arrive at age 55 in a country awash with opportunity and have no money. I mean, unless you're a drug addict, a substance abuser, I mean, we got that. But if you're just a regular person, you got no money? What's the matter with you? I'm just stunned at this, and it's getting worse, not better. Update on Bud Light. So the word is that Anheuser-Busch puts out Bud Light has lost $5 billion because of this campaign with the trans person, Dylan Mulvaney. That number is not true. It's not $5 billion yet. It will be, because beer drinkers aren't going to forget this. It's like O'Reilly and Tucker Carlson leaving Fox News. People don't forget that, all right? It's here, and that's where it'll stay. So millions of Bud Light drinkers are not drinking it anymore. So what has Anheuser-Busch done? Now they fired their ad agency. This is called CYA. All right, cover your butt. I'm not going to see, butt is a better word, CYA. So the CEO of Anheuser-Busch should be fired. Boom, out, you're in charge. This is a disaster. How any rational business person could think that campaign wasn't going to torque off millions of people. You're not competent to run the company, and he will. That guy is, but he's trying to fire everybody to protect himself. This is how it goes. So, they shouldn't do anything now. Anheuser-Busch, just shut up. Trot out the Clydesdales, do your little Christmas commercial, and don't say another word because you're just making it worse.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. This day in history. All right, ready for this? I can't believe 60 years ago, May 8th, 1963, a movie showed up. Go.
Mommy and me. Underneath the mango tree, my honey and me.
Who is that?
It's all right. I'm not supposed to be here either. I take it you're not. Are you alone?
What are you doing here? Looking for shells?
No, I'm just looking.
Stay where you are.
I promise I won't steal your shells.
I promise you, you won't either. Stay where you are.
I can assure you my intentions are strictly honorable.
All right, Dr. No. First in the Bond movies. I remember this so vividly. My father took me to the Roosevelt Field movie house in Garden City, Long Island, to see that movie. I had no idea. Now, JFK, okay, the president at the time, was a big Ian Fleming fan and read all the Bond books. And so there was this kind of momentum. But I'm 12, all right, and I didn't know anything about it. So my father takes me, and I'm looking at Ursula Andress, and I think he was too. Now, Ursula Andress could not speak English. So they dubbed in all her dialogue. She didn't speak English. Now, subsequently, I became friends with Sir Sean Connery, who lived in the Bahamas. Now, he died in, 2020, at the age of 90. He was such an interesting guy. The conversations I had with him, big Factor fan, all right? And I met him at the U.S. Open Tennis. He's a big tennis fan. I did him a favor, and he never forgot it. And we developed a relationship. And I would ask him about all of this stuff. And he liked Ursula Andress, said she was a very nice woman, and said that, but she couldn't speak English. So he was basically saying his lines to somebody and didn't, no idea what he was saying. Anyway, the Bond, you know about the Bond franchise, okay? So there have been 25 films released, and the franchise has grossed, $20 billion so far, and grossing more. Least successful Bond was A Man with the Golden Gun. Not a bad flick. Christopher Lee is the villain. And Skyfall made $1.10 billion, almost half. $1.10 billion. That was the most successful. The latest Bond was horrible. They woke him. Bond's woke now, which destroyed it. And Connery had some very funny things to say about the subsequent Bonds. I'm not going to tell you what he said, but it was very, he was a great sense of humor about it. But now they can't find a new James Bond. So they killed off the other guy, Daniel Craig, who was okay, but he didn't have the elan, E-L-A-N, that Connery had. Connery's the best Bond by far. But anyway, when that struck my eye, and because that's part of my history, my father and I went to the Bond, became a huge Bond fan to this day. All right, we got a good mail segment and a final thought about Donald Trump and disrespect. Back in a moment. Okay, let's go to the mail. We got Karen Meredith in Mill Creek, Washington. Bill, why is President Biden accepting foreign money less important than reporting it on his taxes? In other words, if he did it, wouldn't it be a crime? It's a lot easier to prove tax evasion than bribery. So if it's established that Joe Biden took money from his son Hunter and didn't put that money on his tax return, remember, $12,000 is the limit. You can take $12,000 as a gift, but no more. If you get more money than that, you got to declare it. Biden's out. He's out that day. Bribery, that would be a long, long process. Jeff Conway, Boston, as someone who pays attention, doesn't forget things that people say, you, O'Reilly, said in your broadcast many times in the last couple of years, if Joe Biden pardons his son, that'll be the end of his presidency. Yeah, there would be. Even his allies in the press couldn't protect him. Couldn't. It's over. Tim Robey, The Villages, Florida. Okay. Since the dereliction of controlling our southern border is an impeachable offense, why can't we impeach both the president and the vice president so the speaker can take over? Tim, you're living in a dream world down there in the Villages. Okay, number one, there's no grounds to impeach a vice president. She doesn't make policy. Number two, there's no way you get a conviction with the Democrat-controlled Senate. Impossible. Remember, two-thirds. Now, you could impeach Biden easily, and that would pass the House, I believe, but it's just what they did to Trump. Would amount to nothing. George Pevernick, Las Vegas. Case law was an excellent way to discourage criminal aliens from breaking our immigration law. Why can't it be reintroduced? It could be, but I'm not there on the Fox News channel every night to drive it. Now, our audience is huge here at the No Spin News, radio, TV, worldwide. But it's not the same thing. So it could be, it won't be. Mike Abbasi, Seattle, Washington. Bill, thanks for standing up for ordinary people like me. We have few going to bat for us these days. Loved you since your days at Fox. Look, we're invested 100% in trying to make your life better, Mike. I mean, that's why we're here. There's no other reason. Jim Yasko, concierge member. Jim gives direct access to me. I just ordered a set, entire set of the Killing Books for the high school that I graduated from in 75. I hope the students can take time away from the phones and learn some history. You know, you're a stand-up guy. I mean, that's a real patriotic gesture. You get all the Killing Books, all 12 of them, soon to be 13 because Killing the Witches will be out in September, which is really a, you're going to learn so much history from this. But anyway, that, what a nice thing to do. And I appreciate you letting me know. William Lewis, Clinton, Washington. Having heard your excellent commentary on artificial intelligence, I am now of the opinion it should be made illegal. You can't make it illegal. It's against the Constitution. There's no, unless you could show direct damage and a public safety menace, can't make it illegal. Now, if the robots rebel and there's a war and Arnold Schwarzenegger has to come in and clean it up, then might be able to do it. Georgina Marty, Ocala, Florida. Now that Tucker Carlson is gone, would you consider having him on the No Spin News? Of course. You're welcome anytime. Come on here. Frank Woods, Buffalo, New York. One question, you state dishonest manipulation of the voting systems, but you've consistently stated there's no evidence of fraud. How do you square that? Because Mark Zuckerberg injected $200 million into the 2020 election, and it's unexplained. And it was used, that money, to manipulate voting in key counties. That's not fraud, but we need to know what happened there, do we not? That's what I'm talking about. Brian, I agree with Cuomo about Trump's lying. I don't justify it, but you said he does it because he's a rich guy. Is that an excuse? No, I'm not making an excuse for Donald Trump. He misleads people, you know, and the poll that we did at the top of the program proves that. He should stop doing that. I write about why he does it. That's my job, to explain it in the United States of Trump. My book on him, best book you'll ever read on Donald Trump. Not a cupcake, but I was explaining why he does what he does, not excusing it. Bonnie Reynolds, Holton, Maine. For a good sermon, I recommend Bishop Robert Barron at World on Fire, the best. Bishop Barron, if you are into theology, the best. Word on Fire. I think it's wordonfire.com. Walter Wright, Easton, Maryland. I've read all the Killing Books, have the new one on order. Thing is, at my age, 81, after 6 months, I can read them again, and it's like reading them for the first time. Hey, you and Joe Biden, but that's great. Just keep refreshing. There's a lot of information in those books. I read them, and I go, did I write that? I forgot about that. Okay, BillO'Reilly.com store. Mother's Day this coming Sunday. We got the great Team Normal polos. If you buy one for mom, you get an audiobook of any of my Killing Books or any of the other books free. And you get two bumper stickers that say, atheism, nothing there, free. I can't do a better deal than that. fabulous deal for Mom's Day. You buy Killing the Legends and Killing Mom together, $18. You buy Killing Crazy Horse and United States of Trump together, $18. I mean, we're giving this stuff to you now because we want you to be happy. Word of the day, do not be fey, F-E-Y, fey. Back with a final thought in a moment. Okay, so Donald Trump is now going to start to emerge in the news cycle more. And as you saw in the poll, there are questions about his honesty. And the thing about Trump that you need to understand is that if he feels disrespected, all right, he lashes. And when he lashes, he's not interested in a fact-based commentary. He's lashing. Gets him in a lot of trouble. We are all disrespected at times. Last week, I invited a well-known person on this program, and she wanted to come on. But her corporate masters said no, but they didn't politely say it. They sent back, "We'll pass." Disrespectful. I know who did it. That person will have a reckoning. Not revenge, but that's disrespectful to my operation, not just to me. Disrespectful to the person who tried to book it. Disrespectful across the board. In your life, don't forget people who disrespect you. Don't lash. You'll make a mistake. Remember, because if they're disrespecting you, they're disrespecting other people as well. Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. We'll see you again tomorrow.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.